The virtual state lies outside the manifest creation. When a wave turns into a particle, which is the basic step that brings photons, electrons, and other particles into the world of our experience, the virtual state is left behind. The virtual state is also why physics computes that every cubic centimeter of empty space isn't actually empty. At the quantum level, it contains a huge amount of virtual energy. All things in the universe can change states. In everyday experience, no one is mystified to see water turn into ice or steam, which are other states of H2O. At the quantum level, changes of state reach their limits, poised between existence and non-existence. A kitchen table is transiting from the virtual to the manifest state, thousands of times a second, too fast for anyone to observe. This is the winking in and out, or on-off switch, that we've mentioned several times. A quantum change of state is the basic act of creation. The multiverse gained enormous popularity for this very reason, when it was realized that a universe popping into existence was no more eventful than an electron popping into existence. The same fluctuations in the quantum field were at work. To the naked eye, the universe looks very, very big, while an electron is very, very small. But this difference doesn't matter in the act of creation. A quantum popping into existence doesn't come from somewhere else, nor does it go anywhere. It is only a change in state. Therefore, instead of using time as the measure of change, we must think in terms of states. Think of a volleyball tethered to a pole. When you hit it, the ball starts revolving around the pole. But at a certain point, it runs out of energy and comes closer and closer to the pole, finally reaching a state of rest. Planets orbiting the sun would fall into it if they lost energy and momentum over time, except for the fact that they travel in the vacuum of outer space. Unlike a volleyball, they meet no air resistance and thus can keep spinning round for eons. Now imagine an electron orbiting around the nucleus of an atom, an image that appears very similar to a volleyball circling a pole. With atoms, each electron orbit is called a shell, and electrons stay inside their assigned shell unless a quantum event occurs, in which case they jump a shell closer or a shell farther out. The word quantum was assigned because, as a packet of energy, the quantum travels from one definite state to another, carrying its energy with it. Electrons don't slide from one location to another, nor do they slow down. They pop out of one orbit, shell, and appear in another. When you grasp the importance of state, you see why quanta aren't on clock time. Clock time is like ticker tape spooling out of the tape machine continuously, while the quantum domain is full of gaps, sudden changes of state, simultaneous events, reversals of cause and effect. So, if the basis of creation is quantum, how did physical objects get tied to clock time in the first place? The simplest answer is to say that clock time is merely another state. Once the universe matured, around 1 billion years after the Big Bang, every gross physical object, that is, bigger than an atom, was locked into the same state of manifestation. Advanced mathematics, using probability theory, can compute the very, very remote chance that a kitchen table might totally disappear into the virtual domain, only to reappear 3 feet away. But that's not a practical consideration. Being locked into manifestation, gross objects in the everyday world are reliable in their subjugation to space-time. Despite the quantum's vanishing act as it winks in and out of existence, kitchen tables aren't going anywhere soon on their own. So the real question is, how do changes of state occur? The Big Bang, which caused the entire universe to emerge instantaneously, was a change of state that can't be explained as happening in one place or at one specific time. During the Planck era, everywhere and nowhere were the same, as were before and after. Despite the wall that prevents us from witnessing the Planck era, we could call it a phase transition, whereby one state transformed into another, and the virtual became manifest. It's quite peculiar, sitting here where the clocks tick, to realize that, just like an electron popping into a new shell, the entire creation did the same almost 14 billion years ago. But if we can imagine it, at least this tells us how something as tiny as an electron and something as large as the cosmos are linked. Neither one is on clock time. Therefore, entirely new ways of thinking must be adopted.